cellular device you are attempting to use has been identified as contraband and is illegal to possess under Maryland Statute 9-417. All attempted communications are being monitored and recorded and may be used administratively and in a court of law.
So, Ed, here, you hear us saying, I know that some of the reporting on this says blocking of cell phones. We are not allowed to block cell phones. If we were allowed to block cell phones like they do in Broadway shows, this would have been easy and we could have done this long ago. In fact, many years ago, some of you may recall, we in fact asked the FCC for that permission. FCC put us through a batteries of tests and examinations, sent some guy out here in a van from Colorado to set up equipment all over the place, waltzed us around, spent a lot of time, and told us, no, we're not allowed to block cell phones. We went to Congress and asked Congress to change federal law to allow not only our prisons, but prisons throughout the country to block cell phones. Seems to me if we can do it in Broadway shows, we should be able to do it in prisons. How much more important is that? But Congress was unable to pass that legislation. So to some of you that were anticipating asking that question, this managed access system, in essence, allows us to monitor the calls that are coming in, where they are going, where they are going out. It is not prohibited. It is not a blocking. It is a managed access, which means that if you have a registered cell phone and have permission to have such a cell phone in this facility, we can program the technology in such a way that your calls can come in and out. But if you don't have permission to do that, and if the possession or use of a cell phone here is illegal because you are an inmate, then we are able to manage that access by preventing those calls. Not blocking, but preventing those calls and managing their access.